On paths and trails all around the valley, there have been more and more of these passing by. They're electric mountain bikes. Most of the ones you'll see look like regular mountain bikes, but have an electric motor in the frame that assists riders in reaching speeds up to 20 miles an hour. And a lot of folks who ride them say they've been instrumental in getting more people on more trails.
This has taken me, hopefully, up, you know, someplace I couldn't even imagine on my other bike.
Ron Welzer was visiting Aspen from his home in Iowa and had just ridden an e-bike up to the platform on Smuggler Mountain Trail. After 3 or 4 decades of riding regular mountain bikes, he was taking a rented e-bike out for a spin for the first time. And he had nothing but good things to say about the experience.
I'm almost 60, so yeah, it feels great because I feel like I'm younger. You can't beat it.
And Welzer isn't alone. Aspen resident Vince Leahy is an avid biker who first put his feet to the pedals of an e-bike a couple years ago.
It is the perfect blend of man to machine. It is the ability to go just a little bit faster and be just a little bit less anxious about the uphills, to be a little bit less anxious about, am I going to get home?
Leahy is one of the area's most vocal advocates for e-biking. And fans of the bikes have needed an advocate because rules about where you can take them have proven controversial. While they're allowed on paved and crushed gravel trails in Pitkin County, e-bikes are prohibited on all of the county's single-track trails, and you aren't allowed to ride them on U.S. forest land either. Opponents to e-bikes say they should be kept off those protected trails. Environmental groups, as well as some mountain bikers, have taken a stand against expanding the areas where they're allowed. Earlier this summer, the Secretary of the Interior put out an order that recategorized e-bikes and could open up miles upon miles of public land for their use. In response, dozens of outdoor groups co-signed a letter that said the move could, quote, forever change the backcountry experience. Leahy, though, says there's almost no tangible difference between an e-bike and a regular mountain bike, and says claims that they increase trail erosion or lead to more collisions are just keeping people from accessing nature.
To exclude them because of these silly arguments that are just, they're all disprovable, it doesn't make any sense.
Mountain bikers themselves aren't unified on the issue. One of the Valley's most prominent mountain bike groups has chosen to take the middle ground. Mike Pritchard is the executive director of the Roaring Fork Mountain Bike Association, and he says they're trying to take both sides into account.
We see the complexity of the values that people are placing, and we're also trying to be realistic about the situation. Simply put, there are a lot of positive stories, and there are also very strong feelings about the threat or the impact that the technology might hold. So we've realized that we can't be the ones to decide it.
Those on the pro e-bike side have held that there's little practical difference between them and their motorless cousins, but to one trail user on Smuggler Mountain, an e-bike is unmistakable. That is Bo, who's part retriever, part boxer, and all about chasing e-bikes. His owner, Hillary McKee, said he doesn't get riled up by just any bike that passes by.
I walk the dog every day, practically, like, and a lot of the times on Smuggler in places where there's e-bikes, he only reacts to e-bikes.
While Bo is allowed on most trails around the valley, e-bikes still are not. E-bike sales have been going up, and the ranks of users who are pushing for their broader acceptance are growing. That order from the Department of the Interior could put some of their desires into law, but it's still waiting out a public comment period and is still up for change. Alex Hager, Aspen Public Radio News.